coming up on Emulate This.
Coming up on this episode of the Emulate This podcast, some of the best and most memorable video game music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era wasn't heard during title screens, it wasn't heard during levels or stages, some of the best tunes were heard during the boss fights. That's right, boss tunes are the theme for today's Name That Tune. And later, we're going to talk about a 1997 action-adventure game for the Super Famicom that never made its way stateside, Ganpuru, Gunman's Proof. And to contact us here at Emulate This, visit our website, EmulateThis.net, on Twitter at EmulateThis, or send us your emails, EmulateThisPodcast@gmail.com. All right, let's start the show. Episode 16. It's a supermoon Tuesday night, but it won't
be
Tuesday.
Super fucking moon.
I think it's called a pink supermoon, but it won't be Tuesday, or it won't be a supermoon by the time you hear this. But
it might be a Tuesday.
It could be a Tuesday. I don't know. We'll have it out before Tuesday.
Supermoon sounds scary. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, I saw it. It didn't look that impressive. It didn't look out of the norm.
You seen it?
Yeah, I went out for a drive just to clear my head.
Oh no.
Listen to some music. I had to.
What'd you listen to?
Yeah.
What's that?
What'd you listen to?
I was listening to some John Spencer Blues Explosion.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of your favorites.
That's right. It pumps me up for the show. It gets me all ready.
Mike, stop fucking with your camera. Yeah. I'm getting
it's
nauseous.
Screwing me up. I don't know what he's
what
doing
the
there.
Fuck?
So how you guys doing?
I don't know.
Let's send it around the town.
Playing with himself. I'm good. I want to say hello to everyone. I hope they're having a good night, except for that bitch, Carol Baskins.
Who's Carol Baskins?
Oh, Tiger King. You haven't seen the Tiger King on Netflix yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I've heard about it. I haven't seen it, though.
Oh, dude. You got it. I'm talking about the worst people who ever lived. Every one of them.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
It's crazy.
Have you ever thought, am I an asshole? Am I a jerk off? Just watch that show, because these are the worst people on the fucking planet, and you can't stop watching.
What do they have? Tigers as pets, right?
They own them as like zoo animals, and they have their own like zoos and stuff, and they're all hiding behind something. And oh my God. And this bitch, Carol Baskins, killed her husband.
Right.
The whole thing is, I don't want to ruin the whole thing, but Jesus Christ.
It's like a six episode series, I think. And every episode is just crazier than the next. It's fucking nuts. And Eric's right. Nobody is likable in this whole fucking thing. You don't like anybody. Except maybe the guy who made the documentary. Right. Everybody else is just pitiful. Oh my God.
Yeah, maybe the guy that played it was his campaign manager. He seemed pretty normal. But then I read I read something that said he stabbed the guy with a samurai sword. So, you know, they're all fucking bananas. I know. They're all fucking bananas. I'm telling you.
You don't read that every day.
And they're going to do one more. They're going to do another show. Like, I think it's just one episode, a sequel to look into.
First of all, I had no idea that shit was going on, honestly, in the country.
Right, right. Well, they banned the selling of them.
Yeah, but that doesn't
mean
anything.
Matter. They're still selling them illegally. And how about the drug kingpin in Florida, you know, was the most likable guy in the whole show. How about that? Jesus Christ.
That's true. It's like, he was like, I wasn't the one who used the chainsaw. That was somebody else. I just happened to be there.
Right.
It's like,
and that's the normal guy. That's the likable guy.
Is this a movie or is that like a series, like a TV show?
No, this is real life.
It's a documentary series. There's like six episodes, and it's a documentary.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, and this guy was doing a documentary on something else, and I don't remember. He says what it is in the first episode. He was doing a documentary on something else, and then he was in the parking lot after he was shooting something. Mm-hmm. And there was this guy who said, "Hey, let me show you something." And he had a fucking like Himalayan tiger in his in his car that he was selling. He was like, "Yeah, I just bought this for like $5,000.
Was it small?
And now I'm, like I mean, car. I guess it was like maybe a couple times bigger than like a bobcat that you'd see around in the mountains, you know, but yeah, it wasn't like a full grown, you know, tiger that you would normally see at the zoo. But the actual Tiger King, what the fuck was his name? Joe Exotic.
Oh,
those country music videos are the greatest things they are I've amazing. Ever seen. That They're one gold. Song called Here Kitty Kitty, I'm not a country music fan. That he is.
Oh, he does his own music?
He is what country music is missing.
I saw a tiger and the tiger saw a man. Holy shit. He's wearing like these ridiculous boots. I don't want to ruin it for you. It's just watch the fucking thing. It's incredible.
Ryan, this is right up your alley, man.
Yeah, I gotta check this out.
A show like this. It's like criminal mixed with animals and mixed with fucking drugs. It's ridiculous.
I gotta check it out. I've been watching too many things on Netflix, and I just wrapped up a couple shows on there. So what was happening was I don't need something else to watch yet. Maybe like next week. But I was watching all these TV shows because I don't have to wake up for work now. I was going to bed later and later and later. And I think it was about a week and a half ago, I found myself going to bed at like 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, and my whole day's all set because you don't wake up till like 11 if you go to bed at like 4.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I have to reset my schedule. You know what it is? See, I'm like an outside dog. I'm used to going out. I need to like go out and run around to wear myself down. So I'm tired at night.
Junkyard dog.
I am.
Nobody's
going
to say anything to that.
I like going out and doing things.
Junkyard dog.
I just wanted to let him finish.
No, but I like going out and doing things. Sorry. Right? I don't like staying in the house. And I'm in the house too much now. And what's happening is at night, I'm not tired. So I just stay up all night. But so I don't know. I had to figure something out. So now all I do now is like exercise now. That's all I do. Morning, noon, and night. I'm telling you, at the end of this lockdown, I'm going to be shredded. I swear. I do like 150 push-ups a day now.
Got a strong core going.
Yeah, I got to wear myself out a little bit.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Ryan. I was going to bed later because I'm not tired. Like, normally work wears me out.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't have anything wearing me out, you know?
Yep. I know, man. So I had to...
I can barely keep my eyes open past 11. Are you kidding me?
Not me, man. I'm used to going through that doggy door and just... hitting the outside world, coming back all tired. It's not happening anymore.
Started I love the metaphor, Ryan. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's with the dog metaphors?
I don't know. It's working.
Because
though.
I noticed what was going on is because I'm inside so much now. And I spend so much time when I'm bored, outside. I'll pace the house like a dog and I'll look out. Every time I hear a noise, I like look out the window like a dog. It's getting ridiculous.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I heard a noise. It's a squirrel.
What was that?
I know.
What was that?
It's getting out of hand. So I had to start using up some energy. So now I wake up in the morning, push-ups, around lunch, do push-up, crunches, and all that shit, sit-ups. So it's working. I'm getting to bed at like 11:30 midnight now. It's nice.
You need a Netflix show, Ryan, called Wolf Spider or something.
I know. I need something like that. I've been watching a lot of stuff on space to make me tired. I'll have to watch some videos on that.
No one's going to say anything to that one.
Go ahead, Roar. The floor is yours.
Yeah, what do you got?
First Why did space make you tired?
Because I watch. What happens is I'll turn on people like way smarter than me, like astrophysicists, and I'll have them, you know, I don't have them talk about it. It's already a video, but they'll talk about what they, you know, their job, and they'll talk about the formulas they're coming up with. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. So it makes me tired, and I like listening to it. It's like another language, you know, and I lay there, and then I start getting sleepy, and then I go to bed. That's how it is, you know?
I hear you. I've been watching a lot of the Angry Video Game Nerd. He's on Prime. They have all his, so it's easy there. Every season back to back. I only watched a couple episodes before when you guys told me about it. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But this guy is my spirit animal. I mean, I thought I was angry and cursed a lot. This guy is so angry and he curses a lot. And I'm sure half of it's an act, but he is.
Oh, it's
incredible.
All
did you go back to the beginning when he first started?
I started in the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Ninja Turtles or one of them.
I'm on season 3 now. Oh, okay. He's funny as shit.
He hit his peak. Like they're all. He's actually a pretty talented filmmaker. especially yeah. like what he does with like editing and stuff like that and what he has. Mm-hmm. I thought he hit his peak in terms of like the comedy and like his season 3, season 4 shit. Yeah. They're pretty funny. They're still good. You know, he still puts out solid stuff.
Yeah.
His like actual reviews though, when he actually like right. sits down and acts as himself and does like a regular review on like a movie, because he's actually a huge movie buff. I don't think I've seen one
of them at all.
Yeah, he's a huge movie buff. They're good. He's good in front of the camera, you know?
Yeah, he does a good job.
He had like Macaulay Culkin. He did a Home Alone. He like redid a Home Alone game, and he had Macaulay Culkin come on as like the pizza guy. And then afterwards, him and a bunch of his friends and Macaulay Culkin like sat down and reviewed. Oh, fuck. What did they review? Did they review Home Alone?
I think they did a Home Alone.
No, I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think it was Home Alone.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, just go like if you're on like you're on Prime, so I'm not sure what you get on Prime, but if you're on like YouTube, their channel is Cinemassacre. Channel is Cinemassacre, and then they have a bunch of stuff. His one guy he works with, I'm not a huge fan. He's okay. His name's Mike. I don't know.
Yeah, Mike's are usually
Mike's usually shit. Yeah.
I walked into that one. Mm-hmm. I walked in. Fuck you. Let's go. Moving on.
I'll tell you something else you're going to walk in tonight. Name that tune. That's coming up later on in the show.
Ooh.
I switched Eric's it up a little bit. Game. Yeah, I switched it up a little bit.
I fucking suck at it. I'm going to blame Skype for me not getting the answers right.
We don't even know the theme. This is a silent theme.
Well, I'm going to tell you the theme right now.
Oh, that's right.
Here's
Kevin.
The theme. The theme is just so you guys can, you know, simmer on it until we get to it. It's boss
outdoor
themes.
Door.
No, boss themes. So boss fight
boss
themes. Right?
Okay, all
Some
right.
Some of the best
right.
themes in video games, especially in the retro era, were the boss fights. Most memorable.
It was intense.
Ryan, the camera's not pointed at you. Can you point the camera at you, please? I miss your view.
Pointed right at me.
Oh really? Because I got Mike on the right side. I guess he's invading your space. Don't do that. Well. That's scary.
No, Mike.
Don't look at the camera, Mike.
Mike's not even here. How's he? All right. Get out of here, Mike. Let's go. He's supposed to be in quarantine.
He's fucking up your FaceTime. He's on the camera too, and he's right over top of you. Move a little more to your right, Ryan, because I can't see you.
I'm dead center. I can't move. I got all this shit in front of me here. I got to operate all this.
All right.
I'm operating the spaceship.
Stop
here.
Making things difficult.
I'm at the control.
He's going to get tired talking about space. All right.
I'm sorry. Don't
see any buttons.
I don't mean
here?
To wear
I can't
you
be
out.
Moving around.
Okay. He's just a simple outdoor dog. Can you leave him the fuck alone?
Outdoor. That's right.
God, yeah. that's a lyric to a country song right there. I'm just a simple outdoor dog.
I used to have a pickup truck too. I could have sung about that if it was a couple years ago.
Fuck.
I sold
my pickup truck.
I miss it. Yeah, but we're gonna do boss tunes later, so get ready for that. I changed it up a little bit, but I'll talk about that when we get to it. So, Eric, I think you have better luck in this one. The way it's constructed, I want to switch it up a little bit, so we'll see what happens.
Do I have to get, can I just get the game right, or does it have
That's
to
all
be
you need.
The boss itself?
No, all I need is the game. That's it.
Okay.
All right, and then later on, after that, we're going to talk about Gunman's Proof on the Super Famicom. It's a Japanese game. The first part of that game title is Gunpull. Is that right, Rory? Gunpull?
I've heard a couple of names for this game. I think they're all right. Japanese is a funny language where, like, I don't want to say they abbreviate, but, like, things that they like, they do make abbreviations for them. So I've seen Gun Peru and Gumple as well. So I think they're both right, actually. I'm not sure, depending on the website, they'll say... But our pies, I believe it's called Gunpuru.
Okay. Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Gunpul. That's a funny word, isn't it? That'd be like.
It's not English.
It's, yeah, I guess it's not translated. All right. Let's get to the Odyssey. Oh, yeah. Super Moon. Quarantine emulate this Odyssey.
The Super Moon is you.
The Super Moon episode.
That's right. And it's what have we been playing while we're all separated in quarantine, finding stuff to do. What have you guys been playing? Who wants to go first here? Let's go to Rory.
Well, I did something. I haven't played really any video games this week. Been pretty busy with the kids and work. But I have started something that I said I was not going to do, and I ended up doing it. So I've actually started updating the ROM sets for Final Burn Neo, formerly Final Burn Alpha. Mm-hmm. And it is tedious, it's slow, it's long, but there's actually, we're actually like three versions back. The one that we use is like, I don't know, I think it ends in dot 40 or 41, and the ones that are on now is dot 44. So they've added about, I'm going to go with 200 to 300 new ROMs that were not supported in Final Burn Alpha, but now Final Burn Neo. So like they've added a huge ROM sets for the Taito games and for Data East games, like all the Deco games, as well as some really interesting clones. Like there's a three-player version of Final Fight that's been made. So it's a homebrew
game. Wow. That's cool.
Final Fight, okay. Yeah, Final Fight is a two-player game, and this one is actually three-player simultaneous. So it's awesome. Fucking sweet.
Nice.
Now, again, I don't have two friends, so...
You don't have one friend.
Nobody's got friends.
I don't have... You don't have one friend. Mike's in his man cave. He thinks he's better than all of us.
Sorry.
It's like, again, it's a slow, tedious, like, does this ROM work? It's not as simple as... I'll just go get the ROMs and I'll add them to our collection. Because when they update the versions of the emulator, sometimes you lose games because they have better dumps of those ROMs, better versions of them. So your previous versions can't work anymore. So you have to go get new versions. You can try to merge the sets with other programs, like I think it's called CLR Main Pro, but I don't want to do that shit. Like I've done that. I don't want to do it anymore because sometimes it doesn't work.
Why would you want to merge the sets? Sorry.
You have to update the old ROMs and the specifications to meet the new specifications. And sometimes it can take the parent and children and then do some magic behind the scenes and rip parts from each of them to make a new parent and child ROM.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh, so when you're doing it, you're not just dumping the whole old ROM set for Final Burn Alpha and putting the whole new one on? You're going game by game and pulling out the games, the old versions?
Well, you can get a new version of... What I'm doing is I'm getting the new version of the emulator in Windows, and then I'm running my old ROM sets through it to see which are passing and failing. So I'm kind of doing like a MAME check or a Final Burn Neo ROM set check the poor man's way. And I would say we have probably... 10% so far of game loss across all of them, but a lot of them are just new games that have never been added to Final Burn Neo because we're like three versions back. So again, like the Taito games and Final Burn Neo now has support for a lot of Data East games like Burger Time, for example. So it's neat, but it's a slow, it's a tedious job. And then I have to merge it into the XML format of the emulation station so we can have the box art and the metadata, all that other bullshit that you look at and you go like, oh, that's pretty neat. Somebody probably worked really hard to make all that fucking crap. So it's a slow, tedious job. I would say I'm probably about a third done. I probably have another like 6 hours or so of work to do on the project. But there's also updates. Like I haven't made any new additions to translated games. So like there's plenty of translated Japanese Super Famicom games as well as Famicom games that I'll have to do the same thing for in the NAS and Super Nintendo. So
right.
It's been a couple of years since I've gotten busy on this shit. I think it was like season two. I think that whatever episode I said I'm done with the pies and updates.
I was going to say, I thought you said that you weren't going to be doing this ever again.
Yeah, well... It's been there's enough content that it's worth getting up into speed. If you downloaded RetroArch now and you uploaded, for example, if you downloaded RetroArch now on your computer and you wanted to netplay with me and Ryan, your ROM sets aren't going to work for a lot of games.
I got you.
Not most games, but a lot of games aren't going to work because they're no longer supported by that version, the updated version of Final Burn Neo. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're using like dot 40, and now they're on dot 44. So there's ROM loss. So like there are games that you wouldn't be able to play unless you both got the corrected one. So you can only sit on the sideline so long. So I'm just going to knock it the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that'll be good for a couple of years. So that's what I've been doing with my time, paperwork,
busy. How long do you think something like that will take you?
Well, the problem is you can only do it for so many hours because with kids.
Right. You know, yeah, exactly.
I think it's going to take me a solid 2 weeks, a couple of hours, like every other night.
Okay.
It's tedious. Like, you're like, all right, does this ROM work? Okay. Now, I have good sources to get the ROMs, but then I still want to test them. And then, you know, I still have to go get the metadata and clean up the metadata. Just because you get that, you can scrape metadata, but that doesn't mean that it's accurate or the way you want it or it's full of junk. Like, a lot of times is editing that kind of stuff in XML, like some type of XML editor.
Yeah.
So it's tedious.
Well, when you did the pie originally, that took you all winter, didn't it? I think that took
me like
months.
I think it took me almost 6 months start to finish for all the systems and the ROM sets. We have pretty big fucking ROM sets. Again, like the scrapers get a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of bad stuff or it's wrong or classify shit that I don't agree with. Like every game it classifies as action adventure, even though it's I don't even know how that's really defined. It'll say like games are like five players, but you know they're alternating five players,
right,
so it's not really considered that five players.
Yeah.
And then it also has like a lot of extra bullshit. Like I don't want Chinese symbols or Japanese, like I don't even know what it's called, like not calligraphy, but I don't want non-English signals and language in my ROM names. You got to delete all that shit. Like the Pi and Linux, they don't like that kind of stuff. So it's a pain in the ass. It's not fun. Like I want it to be over with. Soon. So by the next episode, it'll be done. And then probably when we ever get back together, I'll update your ROM sets. And then you'll be like,
what's up with the Pi 4, Roar? Should I get one of those? What's the advantage of that over the Pi 3? Is it just better hardware in it or what?
Yeah, it's more powerful hardware. They're making strides. Like the official Raspberry Pi channels don't have a completed image per se. Like they're still troubleshooting things about what you can do with it. But there are plenty of unofficial ones that have images that you could download that are like 128 gigabytes that are pretty fucking sweet. Like the Raspberry Pi 4 is stronger, so it has better compatibility for say N64 games playing at full speed. It's not perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Still not perfect.
Right.
But it plays much better than an overclocked Raspberry Pi 3. And the same goes with, I've heard a Thomas Wave can play or Dreamcast can play okay, but I don't know. I mean, my computer is much more powerful than a Pi 4. So they play pretty good on that. So, but like the systems that we don't really play per se, like the Saturn, I still think it's hit or miss.
I just want to play Ocarina. Like real bad, and I don't want to do it on my PC. Can we do something with this? Is this doable? Is Ocarina playable?
On a Raspberry Pi?
Do they have a ROM that's playable?
Well, it's not the ROM. It's the emulator trying to play. Like the ROM is just a file. It's just reading the file.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you could play. I mean, there's probably going to be graphical glitches in the game. I mean, that's a game that I'd like to play again as an adult to experience, but I don't want to sit through the non-skippable cutscenes. And like, I remember playing that game multiple times as a child, and I'd be like, oh, I have to go take a leak. I can't watch them talk about like hearts and stars and like comets that come down from the heaven. Like, I can't watch this shit because there's a lot
of
that.
Like, one of us. Mm. I love the comets and stars and hearts.
Well, it makes me sleep.
I could hear about them all day because I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah, you are a sweetheart.
No, you are. No, you're not.
So that's what I'm doing. Not fun, but it's worth it. Once it's done,
you're doing God's work, bro. You're doing God's work.
It's like one of those things. You're like, you work your ass off and then you sit back and you look at like the nice work. You paint a fucking room. It takes forever. And then you look back and you're like, nice, there it is. It's like the same thing. Look at that. Your kid fucks it up.
Then your kids get their fucking disgusting hands all over it. but only 2 feet off the ground. The rest of it is pristine. That's all they can reach.
All right, cool. Who's up next? Eric?
Sure, I'll go. I've been playing Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Or the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, man.
As Stewie would say. Oh. I like it. It's like a hack and slash platformer. It's the sequel to Ori and the Blind Forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's Metroidvania style.
Oh, it is.
But it's more. Yeah.
Do you like that that type of game?
I do. I totally dig that, especially since there's fast travel. I don't have to walk all the way through the whole game to get back, you know, to where I need that new power to use it to get that item. So that's nice.
Yeah.
It's more about the platforming than it is about the fighting, though. I mean, that's just like a secondary part of the game, really. It's more about the platforming. They concentrated on that, and it's very fluid and very satisfying. The designs are unique, like ways you can propel yourself through the air and stuff and shit, you know?
Right. And that's on Game Pass, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a Microsoft. It's a Microsoft exclusive. So, yeah, if you have Game Pass. It's kind of cute. I would call it like cutesy, but that kind of like takes away from what it is. It's a beautiful game. The artwork's really nice on it. And I don't know how to describe. I hate to use the word majestic in an unironic way, but I don't know any other way to say it. Because like at the same time, it has like depressing undertones. It's a roller coaster full of emotions.
An emotional roller coaster.
Eric from Emulate This called this game.
Yeah.
Majestic.
No, I didn't. Fuck. I take it back. But it only released like in the middle of March, so it was a little fucked up when I played it. Supposedly they put a patch out for it, but I haven't gone back to it yet. But you know, it had some frame rate issues and stuttering, a little bit of freezing. So that was kind of annoying, especially when I have to concentrate on six different buttons while I'm propelling myself through the air on these platforms, you know, and slings and stuff. So it kind of would throw me off my game here and there, but it wasn't like game crushing. But suppose I haven't gone back to it, like I said, but supposedly they fixed all that shit.
That's cool. I've seen it on Game Pass, but I had no idea that it was a Metroidvania style game.
It is.
I just thought it was like a simple you know, left to right type of game, but I'll have to check it out. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
No. You go back to, you know, places in the game where you have to use, you know, a certain power to get a certain item. You don't have to do it to beat the game, but if you want all the upgrades and stuff, you're going to want to go back and use those abilities to get into the areas that have those upgrades. So, I mean, I did it because I want the upgrades, you know, and I'm a kind of a completionist, but I did get to the point where it was like, fuck, you know how hard it's going to be to get up into that corner of the map, the fucking gymnastics I got to pull off to get up there. And at some point I was like, fuck it, I'm not getting that, and just left it. The ability to do it is there. I really liked it. I thought it was a really great platforming game. I mean, the fighting, like I said, is cool too, but it's totally secondary to the platforming.
Yeah. Are you all good? Is that it?
That's it, man.
That's it for your Odyssey. Mike, how about you?
Just The Witcher 3. Nothing new to report. I'm doing a mission called The Final Preparations. I'm assuming that's close to the end. So I'm close to the end with this one. But yeah, still just playing that one. That's it.
All right. Actually, the other day I was playing Golf Club 19 with Mike.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We played four rounds of golf.
We played all night one night. And it felt so good. You almost felt like you were outside and played a round of golf. It was so nice to play.
That's what it's all about.
I don't agree with that.
Hear the birds chirping.
I don't agree with that.
Which are you better at, Rory? The video game or real golf?
Oh, that's a good question.
Or are you just as lame at both?
I don't agree with your question. There.
You know what's funny, Eric? That's a good question, at least for me.
Right?
I am so bad at this game. I am so bad at this game.
Yeah, Mike.
Although it was weird. It was weird. Like, so we played the first two rounds, and I had just bought, like, I don't know, like a month or two ago, I bought headphones for the Xbox or for anything. Right. It didn't matter. But so we're playing this game, and I'm getting, dude, what was it, Ryan? Like plus 13, plus 12?
Yeah, you were like in the high games. I don't know what was going on.
It was really weird. So, like, I mean, I suck at this game, but I usually suck at this game on the green. And I will, like, I'll like four putt. I'm awful on the green. So, but I was like slicing this way. It was awful. It was like a real round of golf.
Yeah.
I was really fucking up. Like, Ryan was on the green and I'm like, oh man, I'm sorry. I'll be up in a second. It was like a real round of golf. So I said to Ryan, I was like, all right, hold on. Something's fucked up here. So I took like an earphone out and I noticed that I was listening for like the click of the joystick. or the analog stick, like it would click when you pressed up and then it would click when you pressed down, or not like a click, like a tap. So I did that. And after that, dude, I was getting like, I still sucked, but it was like plus one, plus two.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah. Like I was like, it's like this, the game is just such a rhythmic kind of a game, you know, like especially with your swings and everything like that.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, all I'm listening for is that swoosh of that club and contact with that ball, and it goes straight down the fairway.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I had to do?
It does feel good.
I actually had to make the game more difficult because I was housing it. I don't know what happened. Last year, I wasn't that great at this game. This year, I was killing it. I was getting like 12 under, 13 under, and then today I woke up and I played a tournament in Scottsdale. I played the TPC in Scottsdale. You know that course with that, like it's hole 17. It's that par three. It's a stadium setup.
The island green.
Yeah, and I ripped that course apart. I was minus 19.
Jesus. Wow,
man, that's like Tiger Woods. What did you have it set at? What's that?
What did you have it set at? Like a medium difficulty?
I had it on the pro setting.
Okay,
I put it on the master setting after that, which makes it a lot more fun to play because it's more challenging. It was way too easy.
Sure.
The setting I had it on, it was on the pro setting. It was way too easy. So I was just tearing through the course.
So what's different though, Ryan? Like when you put it on the master setting, like
your swing, your swing plane. You know when the one you have that gauge that shows you your swing plane, and you want to keep your swing straight, like level, like a real golf swing. Well, if you have it on like beginner, you have a fatter a zone.
Oh, like that blue thing.
Right. So it's
the
fatter.
Blue thing. Okay.
So you have more tolerance to like a bad swing. And if you put it on Masters, it's very narrow, so you got to swing straight every time. But it makes it more challenging because it almost got to a certain point where it wasn't that fun. You know, I played a tournament. I won the tournament by like 20-some strokes. It's ridiculous. I shot a 52.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that was possible.
52?
I know.
Damn. Any hole-in-ones in that 52?
Man, that was like Tiger Woods back in the day. No, but I had an albatross.
Ooh, an albatross.
Oh, that's right. You got an albatross.
That's a rarity.
I didn't even know he got an albatross when we were playing the other night. I had never heard of an albatross before.
I shot.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a double eagle or albatross. It's same thing. Double eagle.
A par five. I was on a par five. I got it in on my second shot.
That's dirty.
From
the
fairway.
Bad man, Ryan.
I took out a three wood from the fairway. 238 yards. Went right in the cup.
Get the fuck
Not
out of
kidding.
Here.
No. Roll right in the cup.
No shit.
Unbelievable. It's one of the best moments of my life. And nobody could have. Nobody saw it. Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it.
I got an albatross.
I do hate that. You hate that? You know, you can record on the Xbox the last 30 seconds.
Thanks for the information now, Eric.
Man.
Jesus. It doesn't help now. You just hit the Xbox button and I forget why. I think it's B or A.
Where was that breaking news months ago? That could have helped, Eric.
Ah, sorry about that. I can't do everything.
That's all right.
Hit the Xbox button and then the menu there, it'll show you. It's like dead center of the screen. You can record it or take a screenshot. Record the last, record that or take a screenshot.
I actually jumped up off the couch. So that was amazing. You guys ready to get to name that tune?
Sure.
Thank you, Harvey. All right, it's time for Name That Tune. Now, we've done a lot of things in Name That Tune. We've done title screens. We've done death cries, right? What else have we done? Have we done weapon sounds? I think we did weapon sounds way back in the day, right?
No, but that's a great one. We should totally do that.
That's a great idea.
One.
We should do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but this time, we're changing it up. We're doing boss themes. Some of the most memorable tunes in games are boss fights.
For sure.
And I changed the way we're going to play this game, guys. I know how we usually play it. We usually, you know, you pick how many seconds you want to hear the song.
Oh, no.
That's not how we're doing it this time. Okay.
Oh, great.
Now,
what
I have
is
a little,
it now?
I got to explain the rules to you guys. Now,
let me get a pen.
All right.
Got a pen.
We're going to decide who goes first, okay? And the guy that goes first, now there's four categories. You have NES, Genesis, Super Nintendo, and Arcade, okay?
Okay.
When it's your turn, you select a category. Let's say, Eric, you went, I want to do NES. Then what I do is I have four hats sitting next to me with all the games in each hat.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm going to, at random, draw one of the games out for NES. And then that's what you're going to hear, okay? So when you hear that song, now, if you get the song right, you get to go again. But you have to pick another category. You have to go Genesis, Super Nintendo, or Arcade. And I don't care which one you pick. You can do it in any order. So if you wanted to stay away from Arcade or whatever you want to do. Now, if you don't know the answer, one of the other guys can jump in, and they can answer. Now, they get a point if they answer it. However, let's say Rory goes after you, Eric, but Mike answers the question because you don't know it. Mike doesn't get to go. It's got to go to Rory next anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? And then if Rory gets them right, he keeps going. This way, it goes around the room. If I didn't do that, it would just bounce back and forth potentially between two guys. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. So if I got the answer right, I wouldn't go next. It would go to Rory?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Right. If you stole it, you don't get to continue.
I understand. Okay. So like if it was Eric's turn and then it was time to go, or sorry, Eric can't get it. So me and Rory get a chance to jump in. I jump in, get the answer right. Then it automatically just goes to Rory.
If it was next. Rory's turn next. Yeah. If it was your turn next, you would just keep going.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This way, because I thought about doing it the other way, but then it potentially could bounce back and forth between two people for, you know what I mean?
Oh, all right. Well, so then it just goes and it just keeps going in a circle.
It keeps going in a circle.
Yeah, my guy gets it right. Correct. If you steal the points, you don't get to, it isn't your turn though.
Yeah, it's not your turn automatically.
Right.
It still goes to the next person.
So like it still goes to whatever like the order is, it still stays to that order.
How much time do we get to hear the song? Do we get to hear it more than once?
Each clip I have is about 15 to 30 seconds, depending on the game.
Okay.
So
you only get to hear it once.
You have a good amount of time. I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, once should be all you really need, unless you really need to hear it again. So now we're going to decide who wants to go first. You guys want to decide amongst yourselves? What do you want to do here? How about I'm thinking of a number, 1 to 10. Closest to me wins. Yeah, go.
Closest to Ryan.
37.
No, it's 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
All right, Mike, you're out. Mike's
Mike
out.
And Matt.
All right, it's between Rory and Eric.
No.
It's between Rory and Eric.
10 times 10.
Fuck you.
All right, Mike said
10,000.
All right, Rory said 8. Eric?
I'll go with 4.
I had 3 in my head. All right,
how about it? I got ESPN.
All right, so Eric, you're up first. So what category do you want? NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, or Arcade?
Give me Super Nintendo.
He has multiple hats.
All right, super. I have 4 hats, 1 for each category. I can't put them all in one hat.
Man right, with many hats, many hats.
I don't want to come up. You know, I don't want to be the one to choose the song, you know? So here we go.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. All right.
Super Nintendo.
I wanted to.
What's the matter? You good?
No, go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to get a beer. Go ahead.
All right, here's Eric's song. Eric, what do you think?
Fuck me. That sounds like Contra. Is that Contra 3? Alien Wars?
You're an idiot. You idiot.
No, it's not. So
saying it all the time.
All right, God, so Mike and Rory, you guys get a chance.
Do you lose anything if you guess wrong?
No, you don't lose anything. Each answer is worth a point.
Does Mike get to go first, or is it first to guess?
No, I think we just yell it out if you know it.
Oh, Battletoads Double Dragon.
You idiot.
All right,
well, then I guess I could try. Star Fox.
You're an idiot.
No, none of you got it right. It is Super Punch-Out.
I can see that. They don't really have bosses in Punch-Out. I mean, they're all bosses.
No, it's not fair. They're all bosses.
No.
That's why I picked 37.
That's Bruiser. That's the last guy in Punch-Out. Nick. That's the last guy. All right.
Which I've never been to.
So that one's off the board. No one got anything there. All right. So
no one ever would have gotten to him anyway.
All right. So this one goes to Rory.
So, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike. What category? NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, or Arcade?
I'll go NES.
NES. Go to
the multiple hat. I love it.
All right. Here we go, Mike. Are you ready?
Ready.
Thoughts, Mike?
Wow.
Jesus.
Is that Double Dragon?
You idiot.
Erica Rory.
I do love when they get it wrong. That's great.
I'm going to go with the first Mega Man.
You're an idiot.
Fuck. Honestly, I have absolutely no idea. I don't think I've ever heard that song in my life, Ron. Final Fantasy.
You're an idiot.
It is Kirby's Adventure.
Oh, fuck Kirby.
Kirby's Adventure. Kirby's Adventure is off the board. Still no points. Now, this board's not, it's not really that hard, guys. I actually think that you guys you're going to get on a roll. Trust me, you're going to get on a roll. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So Rory's up next here. Let's go. Rory, which one do you want here?
Are we supposed to get through all 40 of these?
Yeah, we're going to fire through.
Is that the goal?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, right. Mike. Do you have something better to do? Because I sure as hell don't. I'm talking to other human beings. That's a rarity for me the past month.
Same here, Eric.
I'm with you, Ryan.
I'm using all my outside dog energy right now. I need this.
Wear it down, boy. Wear it down.
I need this. I need. We'll get you
a biscuit and a nap after this.
So yeah,
let's do arcade.
Rory's falling asleep already. We have 38 more.
Started yawning.
Rory's falling asleep. Man. Get arcade. A coffee, pussy boy. Get a coffee.
All right, Rory's going arcade.
I'm gonna do arcade.
Arcade.
Any thoughts, Rory?
I've never heard that song in my life. Is that Flicky?
You idiot.
Oh.
All right, goes to Mike or Eric.
I actually know what that fucking song I know what that song is. That's a real song, but I don't know the fucking game, so I have no idea.
You idiot.
Eric, you want to guess?
Arcade game. Fuck me. I don't know. Let me go with Galaga. Is that
You're
how you say it? Galaga?
You're an idiot. Galaga.
Yeah, Galaga.
It is Bubble Bobble. It's the final boss of Bubble Bobble in arcade.
Oh, that's not fair because that's
on Mike was
going to
nail that.
That isn't fair.
Mike always brings up Bubble
Bobble. 500 hour game.
I've never gotten to the final boss on Bubble Bobble.
Oh, you haven't? I thought you would have cheated your way to it or something.
Okay. No, that's a final boss on Bubble Bobble?
Yeah. All right, let's swing it back to Eric.
This is going well.
Category, Eric.
Genesis is not my strong suit, so I'm going to go back to Super Nintendo again.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I sure hope you're picking these randomly. Oh, I know that one. Here's my problem. I've heard that. This is why I suck at this game, because I can't put the music to the I've heard that song 5 billion times.
And just
times.
So you know, like, all this is random. I have everything in a hat. Papers folded up. I sat here a little while ago for, you know, an hour ago and folded papers up and put them all in hats. This is totally random. I didn't want anything to be biased.
Well, thank you for your service, sir.
Right.
I'm going to go with Donkey Kong Country.
You're an idiot.
Fuck!
Gunman's Proof.
Yeah, it's a game where...
Well done.
God damn it, and I didn't put that together. Fuck me.
Well done.
And right. Earthworm Jim.
Damn it.
Mike gets a point.
Fuck me.
1 point for
well
Mike.
Well done.
And this goes back to Mike, because Mike was next anyway.
Oh, my God.
NES, Ryan.
All right, Mike's going NES. Oh, man, Eric, such a chance. We're talking about that game
what
later.
A dope.
See, that was the trick one right
hurt.
There.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Mike, NES.
Jackal.
Well done.
Mike got it right.
Nice. I love that cow.
I have two cows here. Look at that.
Well done. Well done.
I have the Super Nintendo one and the Genesis one. All right, so Mike, another point for Mike. Mike, you get to go again.
Oh, shit.
The board is yours.
All right.
So now you can't pick NES. You got to go Genesis, Super Nintendo, or arcade.
No.
Can't stick with NES.
Fucked. All right, Super Nintendo.
All right, Super Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
What are you thinking? Do you want to hear it again?
I can't even. Dun, 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 dun. It sounded like it needed to keep going. I don't know. Battletoads, Double Dragon?
You Star idiot. Fox.
Oh,
what's that, Eric?
Fuck.
Star Fox.
Well done. Well done. Well done.
Oh, you got it right,
Eric. I won't be hearing that again. I'm going to relish in that moment because I won't hear that again.
So Eric just stalled. He gets a point, but Rory gets to go. Eric's on the board. All right, it's 2-1, Mike. And Rory, board's yours.
Let's go Genesis. We haven't done the Genesis one.
Sega Genesis.
I'm thinking that's a great fucking song. Put it back on.
Yeah.
it gets really good, too.
All right.
I had to cut it off at a certain point. What are you thinking?
Is it Vector Man?
You're an idiot.
Oh, no. Nobody likes Vector Man.
I thought you were going to get it.
Everything sounds like Contra. Contra? Hardcore?
You idiot.
I don't even know. Don't even know.
You're an idiot.
It is Rocket Knight. Rocket Knight Adventures.
Fuck.
It's Konami.
Fuck.
I can hear that now.
Reviewed that game.
Yeah.
I hear it now.
All right, so Rory just went. It was Mike. Let's go back to Eric, right?
It was back to Eric.
Yeah, I think so.
Board's yours.
Let's go NES.
NES. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Any thoughts, Eric? Oh, no.
Is that Shinobi?
You idiot.
Go ahead, Rory.
Super C. Super C.
Well oh, done. God. The Contra well game. Done. Fuck. I hear Contra in every game. I
didn't there see. You are. Good job, Rory.
I hear Contra in every game.
Rory's on the board. What's that Konami sound?
Oh, yeah, it is. Fuck.
All right. So we have Rory on the board with one, and Mike with two, Eric with one. Did it stay with Mike? No.
My turn.
It's Mike's turn. Yeah, Mike is next. All right. Go ahead.
Let's stay with the NES.
Staying with the NES. Thinking, Mike.
DuckTales.
That was kind of surreal. Like, Skype froze up and Ryan was still playing the song. I'm like, oh my god, we've fallen through the matrix.
Did you guys hear me say it the first time?
I heard you say it, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, I think it skipped. All right, so Mike gets another point and he gets to go again.
Damn.
Mike with 3 points.
He's whooping our ass.
Board is yours, Mike.
Super Nintendo.
This actually, I thought, was possibly the toughest one on Super Nintendo. I had to throw like a little bit of a tougher one in there.
I mean, the only thing that I could, I don't know, Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
You got it.
Well done. Well
done. Damn. Total guess.
Wow. God,
we're total doomed. Guess.
That we're was the doomed. One that I thought nobody was going to really get, but good job on that, Mike. Wow. Look at that.
That game is hard as shit.
Like, I think I played hard, about hard. 20 minutes of that game, and I was like, I'm done. I don't even think I've gotten to the boss.
Wow. All right, it's Mike with four. He's still got the board. Mike.
All right.
You have Genesis and Arcade.
I guess we'll do Genesis.
All right, here we go.
What's going on? Is that Bloodlines?
Oh, I fucking quit.
Well,
I
you quit. Idiot.
Oh, I didn't mean to hit that. There we go.
He's powered by Guinness. That's the problem.
Right, so Mike's got five.
I know.
So, well, the way this game's set up, Eric, that you can go on a run. You know what I mean?
Fuck
so
me.
Right. So I mean, right. Mike's got Arcade right. to go next. Is it Arcade, Mike? You got sorry. So you don't know what's going to happen
I'm
here.
Fucked.
This
I'm
could
I'm
be the end
here.
Of his run.
Yeah. No. Nah, he's like.
That's why
he's
I set
like a
the
musical
game up
genius.
Like this.
It's not fair.
All right, Mike.
Right. Let's not get
all right.
Let's head over
let's
to the arcades. I got to go to the hat. The TaylorMade hat. All these games, I'm picking out of golf hats. That's how much I want to golf. They're all my golf hats over there. All right, here we go, Mike.
I'd put all mine in pussy. I'd have four pussies because that's how bad I want pussy.
Is that that cocoa and whatever the hell her name is?
Yeah, cocoa and cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yeah,
cocoa and cinnamon.
I had to lay them off. I had to lay them off due to coronavirus. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. What are you thinking?
I don't know. It sounds like Capcom, but I don't know. Street Fighter?
You're an idiot.
Two?
You idiot.
Roy Eric.
Is it Ninja Turtles?
You're an idiot.
I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't fucking know.
I heard Konami.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't know. Fucking Mortal Kombat. I don't
you
know.
You idiot.
It is Sunset Riders. All right, so
all right, Rory's
Mike
turn.
Ends, Rory's turn. Rory, board's yours.
All right, let's go back to Arcade.
Rory.
I'm thinking Crude Bruiser.
You idiot.
Now
it slings over to Eric and Mike.
Is it NARC?
Good job, Eric.
Yeah.
You get another horn. Good job. I thought Rory was going to nail that one. All right, so.
And it's Eric, tough to hear the music in NARC. Every second there's a fucking explosion.
You're right. I actually went to the end boss just to hear the music during the game, and you almost can't fucking hear it. It's just constant guns going off.
Explosions, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so Eric,
like,
ball's in your court here.
All right, let's just go back to Super Nintendo, my wheelhouse, even though I can't get them right neither.
All right, here we go. Thinking there, Eric.
I keep hearing, okay, so I keep hearing Donkey Kong Country and fucking Contra. Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I was going to say Donkey Kong Country.
No, he said Donkey Kong Country.
I was just making a statement.
Well, you were, you might have been 75.5.
That I keep here because I guessed that before. I keep guessing the same game.
You get a half a point.
Fuck off, Mike. Fuck off with your 5 points. I got a full point, Jack.
No, he was going to go Donkey Kong Country. Eric's got 3. Mike's got 5. Rory's got 1.
I'm coming for you, Mike. I'm sick of your shit.
My one's
already
pretty big.
That's right. Eric, board's still yours. This is a streaky game. Anything can happen here.
NES. Give me Michael's real good at S. He's good at regular NES, but I suck at arcade. All right, go NES.
Any thoughts?
That is awful.
It's terrible. Fuck. I don't know. Mega Man.
You idiot.
It's a Bionic Commando.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
That's right. Interrogate or wiretap. Which one, baby?
Yeah. Roy with 2 points. Goes to Mike. Word's yours.
We're going to stick with NES.
Here we go.
I'm thinking Mega Man 4.
You idiot.
Fuck.
All right, Roy or Eric.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Well done.
God damn it.
And it goes back to Rory. Goes right back to him. Or George.
All right.
Harumph. Harumph.
Harumph. All right. Let's do NES again.
All right, NES.
Let's kill that category off. That way we'll take Mike out.
There you go.
Pretty close supplies game here, man. Rory 3, Eric 3, Mike 5. All right, here we go. Thinking.
I believe that is Batman.
Well done.
You know,
nice job.
It's so fucking hard to, like, when you hear that song and you're like, and you know exactly what it is, and you're like, I can't say
don't
anything.
Guess it.
That
don't
is
guess it.
Fuck.
Don't
that
guess
is
it.
Fuck. Yeah, exactly. Don't guess it. Don't guess it. Don't. And you know, Rory's gonna get that one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, wait. I was like, why isn't he yelling it out? Just yell it out now.
Yeah.
He's waiting.
Don't give me hope, you son of a bitch.
All right, Rory, it's still yours.
I get a repeat. Let's go Super Nintendo. I know that song too. That really sucks. Like, I'm blanking for the moment, but I know that song. When you say it, I'm gonna like punch myself. Is it Mega Man X?
Oh god!
All right, great.
Rory and Mike are now tied up. But Eric's not far behind. Eric's only two behind. He's got three. Mike was.
I didn't know that one.
I'm watching. Mike was going crazy on the monitor here. Yeah, in his garage, drinking his Guinness.
He's breaking stuff.
All right, Rory. So you have Genesis and Arcade right now.
Okay, let's go Genesis. We got to get that sound drop of that lady screaming like, "You're a murderer! You're a rapist! You're a life destroyer!"
Okay, here we go.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Just say it.
Fuck.
It's Streets of Rage 2.
Well done.
Yeah, that was the Genesis layup. There's, okay. There's layups in all of them. There's layups in every one of these.
Yeah, I have to go Arcade now, right?
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, Arcade. Yep.
That's a great song, though.
Oh, it's wonderful. The first one, the first Streets of Rage, has a really good boss song also. Kind of similar. All right, here we go with Arcade. What's on your mind, Roy?
It kind of broke up on me, but I don't really know. I'm not really familiar with the song. Is it Mortal Kombat?
Well done.
I have no idea. I guessed it.
He just got like fucking 6 points. Wow. There.
Rory has 7 points. Mike with five. Eric with two.
Okay. I have three. Right.
Or three. I'm sorry. Yeah, three. You have three there.
Oh, my God. It's hard enough for me to get points. Can you just give me credit for them?
So, Rory, it goes
so
back.
I've exhausted all the categories. So, can I go back to NES?
You can go back to NES.
Let's do that. All right.
Mike has that face on like yeah.
Mike's like, oh man. Alright, go ahead, Rory.
I don't know it.
Metroid?
Ninja Gaiden.
Wow. Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. I knew it, but I couldn't. I would never say Ninja Gaiden, but I know that song. Like, it was, that was in yeah. my head. I'm like, I'm singing along to it, but I never would have gotten Ninja Gaiden.
Alright, so Mike got the point, but it goes to Eric.
We got Mike
with six, Rory with seven, Eric with three. Board's yours, Eric.
Let's go SNES.
And here we go. You recognize that one?
I have two guesses and both of them are wrong. I will just go with Super Metroid.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
The Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Well done.
Wow. Kid Ying and Dr. Yang, baby. Go with mine.
All right. Rory with 8 points, but it goes back to Mike.
I'm going to go Super Nintendo. Shit, I don't know.
No?
Good song.
I have no idea. Yeah, but that was good. That was a good theme. So, I have no idea.
You don't know? You're not doing it? No guess?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can't even.
You're an idiot.
I don't even know where to begin for a guess.
Rory or Eric?
The Sunset Riders?
You idiot.
Eric, you want to guess? Take a shot?
I'll go with Super Metroid again.
You idiot.
It was Rory, what did you guess?
I guessed it was Super Nintendo Sunset Riders.
No, it's
it was a trick.
It's Super Bomberman.
Oh my God! Really?
Yeah, Super Bomberman. All right, so Mike got it wrong. Now it goes back to Rory.
Correct.
Right? Hey, can we take a little bathroom break when we go like around again?
Yeah, you want to go around one more time and take a break?
Yeah.
Let's do that. I got to take a piss also, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
Or do you want to do it now? Do you just want to do it now to get it out of the way?
I'd love to do it now.
Because, I mean, what's the difference now? Yeah, it doesn't really make a difference.
Yeah, let's do it now.
All right, that's fine.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
All right, Rory, board is yours.
All right, Genesis.
Here we go. All right, Rory, what are you thinking?
That's Shinobi 3.
Well done.
Wow. Rory's on fire.
All right, Rory.
I know like three Genesis games, and that's one of them. And I guessed the other one, which was Bloodlines. I'm fucked.
What a great game. Can I do Super Nintendo, or that's eliminated?
No, there's Super Nintendo still.
All right, let's do it.
After this, we have three left for Super Nintendo. Here we go.
I know this one too, son of a bitch. Like, I can't. It's on the tip of my tongue. Is it, I got a pass. I don't know it. I do know
Link
it.
To the past. Well Link done. To the past.
All right, all right.
That's exactly what
Eric
it is.
I knew going to nail that one.
All right, now I got to get my Zelda. Fuck.
Eric has four.
That's it.
And this goes back to Mike.
That's it.
All right, I'm What's sorry. No, it stays with Eric.
It goes to Eric.
It stays with Eric.
All right, well, let's finish up SNES then.
Eric?
What the fuck? That's a boss theme?
Yeah. It's part of a boss theme, yeah.
Well, I think I have a guess. Kirby Superstar?
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
It's the giant baby from Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Well done.
Oh my god.
Wow, Rory with another one.
You deserve a win for that. I'll just give it to him.
Yeah.
The Titanic toddler.
Titanic toddler's right.
Wow.
All right, Rory with 10. Wow. But unfortunately, it goes back to Mike, though.
Why is that unfortunately, you little shit?
I didn't say it was going back to you. Because Rory can't go again. So, you know, he just gets that one point, and it moves on to Mike. Or a Carson Wentz.
Sorry.
He's wearing a Carson Wentz shirt.
That's right.
Supporting. Yep.
All right, we'll finish out SNES, right? We got one more or two more?
Two more.
Yeah.
And here we go. And your answer.
That would be Super Castlevania 4.
Well done.
All right, Mike, Super Castlevania 4. That was a layup for Mike there, I think. You picked the right one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Mike, now you pick another one, different category.
All right, we'll do fuck it. Let's do arcade.
And here we go.
Shit. No idea. Paperboy.
You idiot.
Anybody else?
Fuck. X-Men?
You're an idiot.
Rory.
Thank you.
Is it Revolution X?
You idiot.
No, it was Battletoads, the arcade.
Oh.
If you listen carefully, I mean, you can kind of hear the Battletoads sound to it. It was a David Wise song, so that, you know, you can also hear that in there. So
interesting.
Yeah, that was a tough one, though. That was a tough one.
Yeah, arcades are tough because, like, when you're at the arcade, you're not really listening to the music.
Yeah,
that's definitely the hard, for me.
Right.
That's definitely
trying
the hardest
not to spend
category.
Another quarter. Yeah.
Right. I figured the arcade category was going to be the ones you guys kind of avoid. And, you know, I figured it'd be the last one to get used up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this goes back to Eric.
Now, Rory.
Oh, Rory. Rory, sorry.
Yeah, all right. Let's kill Super Nintendo.
All right, Super NES.
That was some sorry ass Sanford and Son. I don't know what the hell that was. I've never heard that song in my life. Is it Goof Troop?
You're an idiot.
That's Ray. That's Ray Charles. Hallelujah. I love him so.
You idiot.
That is what the song is.
Not Super Mario World, is it?
You're an idiot.
That was Yoshi's Island.
Thank you.
Yoshi's Island.
I never play. Okay.
Yeah, not a game I'm real familiar with either.
Mm.
All right, so now it goes to Eric.
Let's go NES.
NES?
Okay. Let's go regular NES.
We must not have much to go on this one either.
After this, we only have three to go on NES, and the rest is Genesis and Arcade. Okay. So here we go. NES, this is Eric. What do you think, Eric?
I think it's that Double Dragon 2.
You're an idiot.
No idea. Can you play it one more time, or are we not allowed to do that
again?
Right? No, play it again.
Yeah. Wait, that's not that. Is that Battletoads?
I know we just did that. You idiot.
No, fuck it. Battletoads? No.
You're an idiot.
Just once. Once is enough, man.
Rory?
I don't know. Is it Journey to Silius?
You're an idiot.
What? I was going to say, if you got that, I would. The fucking fix is in.
The answer is.
It's a fucking fix.
River City Ransom.
I thought Eric was going to get that.
That was one of the ones when I chose it. I'm like, oh, this is a gimme for Eric. I hope he gets it.
Fuck.
I actually went, man, it'd be funny if Eric gets this. He's going to nail this one, but no.
Well, they're both technos.
Yeah, so it's very close.
They have the same, like, you know, board.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we're swinging it over to Mike. NES, Genesis, or Arcade?
Let's just stay on NES. Finish it out. This is a guess. I don't know. Blaster Master?
You idiot.
RoboCop.
Oh, yeah, Rory. Jesus. RoboCop. Wow.
Yeah. First game I ever beat.
Good call, Rory.
Shit. Damn.
And so Mike was up, and it stays with Rory. So, board's yours.
Rory. Let's do another NES and kill it off.
All right. We have one more NES game after this.
Okay.
Here's your tune, Rory. Rory, any thoughts?
I know that, but like I have no idea what it is.
I can play it again if you want.
I do remember. It wouldn't help. Nintendo Entertainment System. I don't know. Is it Amagon?
You're an idiot.
Is it Legend of Zelda?
You idiot.
I know we did this already, but is it Ghosts and Goblins?
You're an idiot.
It is Adventure Island.
Hmm.
I don't think I've ever gotten to the boss.
Super Nintendo, it's Ghosts and Ghouls. It's not Ghosts and Goblins. Ghosts and Goblins is only NES.
No, I know, but we're on NES. We're on NES.
Yeah, but
we're doing NES right now.
No, but you're the one that you got right with Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, I know. I didn't know if he would have gone like two, doubled them up or something.
All right, Eric, you're up, and we have one more NES. If you want to go there, it's up to you.
Yeah, let's just do it. That makes one of us. That's what I fucking think. Metroid.
You idiot.
It's Zelda 2, The Adventure of a Link.
Oh, that Zelda. Is Zelda 2.
Wow, Rory, Zelda 2.
Zelda 2 has, like, it's such a shit game. Well, I don't know. It's debatable. But, like, it's got such a distinct musical sound to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. All right. It goes back to Mike.
All right. So Genesis, we're done with NES.
That's it. No Nintendo. No more Nintendo at all. No NES. No Super Nintendo. Genesis and arcade.
All right. So I'm out. All right. So let's do Genesis.
Rory's ahead by quite a bit here. But, I mean, there's still... Mike still has a shot. I mean, Eric still has a shot. If you guys go on a run, there's still a lot left here for the
two categories.
If I get
like 15 in a row, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right. So
those arcade ones are going to be rough.
Mike's going Genesis. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm still going to double check. All right. Here we go.
That's an awesome theme. It sounds like fucking Dream Theater. I have no idea.
No answer?
Hyperstone Heist? Hyperstone Heist?
Hyperstone Heist. Well done.
Eric got it. Hyperstone Heist. That song's in pretty much all the Turtles arcade. It's in Turtles in Time, but, you know, I was going to be pretty lenient there. If you said
the
Turtles,
song,
I would have
like,
said. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's my turn.
All right. So, point for Eric. Eric's got 5.
It's my turn. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
All right. I'm going to take all my 25 balls and go home. Yeah.
All right. Rory, good.
Arcade. Let's start beating that one down.
And here we go. Sounds like almost sounds like Mr. Bungle or something.
Is that crude Bruiser Ride?
You idiot.
Oh,
Rory or Mike. Or I'm sorry, Eric or Mike.
That's not carnal knowledge.
Whoa, hey now.
total
wrong podcast.
Wrong fucking word. Total
You're an idiot.
Carnage.
You're an idiot. You idiot.
Eric, do you have a guess?
Yeah, X-Men?
You're an idiot.
It is the Simpsons Arcade.
God, we should have gotten that.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to get that. I thought whoever got that was going to nail that one. All right, so it goes back to Eric. You have Genesis or Super Arcade?
Better luck at Genesis. Let's go with Genesis. Sonic.
You're an idiot.
Really?
What? Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
Well done.
That's a dick move.
Sonic 2.
That's a dick move.
And I know they always get Eric. Those sequels always get Eric.
No, wait.
Dick.
Are they different boss teams?
Oh yeah,
they're in the same. Yeah, they're both. Totally different. Bet that song is in both games.
No, it's not. No, they're totally different.
Fuck you, Ryan. God damn it.
They're totally different.
Okay.
It's the same song.
No, that's Sonic. That's Sonic 2. I hit the wrong one. That's Sonic 2.
No, you didn't. That's Sonic 1.
No, it's not.
You fucked me.
Hang on. Oh, here we go. Here's Sonic 1. Here we go.
He's right.
All right.
Is it settled?
Whatever. It's still a dick move to put the sequel on there. It's still a dick move.
Rory had Streets of Rage 2, so...
Oh, yeah, that's the only one that matters.
There's, sequels are going to come up. You know, Link?
Hey, man.
Zelda?
You got your Donkey Kong Country.
There you go.
So what?
All right, so Eric, it's at Eric's hands now. Now it goes to Mike.
Are we done with Genesis?
No.
We have a lot of Genesis. Go ahead. Genesis and Arcade. The only two we have. So whatever you
want. Let's do Arcade.
Arcade?
Let's do Arcade. It doesn't matter at this point. We got Sonic, so we're done.
Okay, here we go. This one's a little tough. Not a good song at all.
You idiot.
All right, so Mike doesn't have an answer. Rory or Eric?
Bladderhouse?
You're an idiot.
Eric?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
I don't know.
You idiot.
Showdown.
No.
Before I even guess.
It's Caveman Ninja.
Asshole.
Oh, fuck.
Caveman Ninja.
Caveman Ninja.
All right, so now it goes to Rory.
All right, another arcade, please.
It's still within reach. I mean, this isn't over.
That's Metal Slug.
Well done.
It is Metal Slug indeed, Rory. It's Rory's ball here.
To Genesis.
You're going Genesis?
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
I have to switch to Genesis.
We only have three arcades left after this.
That's Comic Zone.
Well done.
Comic Zone it is, Rory. Another point for Rory.
All right. Got to go back to arcade.
All right. So I know point tally here. Rory's got a 14. Mike with 11.
Damn.
Or no, Mike with 6. And Eric with 6. Or 5. Eric's got 6. No, Eric has 5. Mike has 6. Rory with 14. All right.
Whoa. How the fuck? I have 6? That's all I have?
Man, you're about to lose to me. Yep. Man, you really fell off the wagon,
see,
Mike.
The thing is, Rory's been on streaks. You know what I mean? He went on a couple streaks.
I have more points than both of you put together.
He's got more streaks in his underwear.
But there's still enough left.
Don't wear it.
For a game to be had here. All right, so Rory, where are you headed next? Arcade?
I got to go arcade. I have to switch.
Yeah.
I have to switch.
Right. All right, here we go. Any thoughts,
is that
Rory?
Double Dragon?
You're an idiot.
I have no idea.
Mike or Eric?
I'm going to just keep guessing X-Men until it's right, even though I never get this right.
Any thoughts, Mike?
I have no idea.
You idiot.
It is Street Fighter 2, The World Warrior. It's M. Bison Stage. He's the last guy in the game. Three left in the arcade.
Give me Genesis. What is all that noise? Give me Genesis. Don't fuck me with a sequel.
And here you go.
That Bloodlines, Castlevania?
No, Mike already did that. I'll let you answer again. That was
already.
Get another shot.
I don't know. Well, thank you for that. You're so magnanimous. I'm going to go with Golden Axe.
Magnanimous.
I said I was going to be more lenient here. It's Golden Axe 2, but nobody knows the difference with Golden Axe.
No, wait a minute. This is fucked up.
No, there's a difference. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic, you should know Sonic 2 and Sonic 1, but Golden Axe is a huge gray area. So, and I knew that going into this, I was going to do that if it came down to that. That's a big.
I wouldn't have included multiple games from the same franchise, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I should really.
I only have one Golden Axe on there. There's only one.
Thank God for that.
But it's Golden Axe 2.
I'll take it. As long as I'm tied with Mike, Mike ought to be ashamed. Terrible.
Mike and
this.
Eric are tied.
Right. All right. So this is obviously fixed. Ryan has no idea what he's doing. But go ahead, Ryan. Let's keep
everything
going
I'm doing
this.
Here. But I can't do
Mike. No, okay, technically, I should have seven. I technically should be beating you, Mike, on the fucking.
I know
Sonic
games.
Wonder.
I know games you guys don't have a lot of experience with that you would know the sequel boss themes. But games like Sonic, you know, or
that's fair,
or
that's
Link,
fair.
Or I mean, Zelda: The Adventure of Link. Like you know what I mean.
That's
a sequel.
Yeah,
you should know that. But some of them, you're not going to know. Fair. You're not going to know. All right, so Eric got that right, and it was his turn. So Eric, you get to go again. So you're going to go to arcade now.
I got to go to arcade. Yeah,
you have to switch it up.
X-Men.
Here we go. You got to wait till you hear.
All right.
What do you think, Eric?
Man, I have no idea. I'm going to go with X-Men.
You're an idiot. No. You're an idiot.
I'm going to help Eric. There's no X-Men, Eric.
All right.
I'm helping you out.
I appreciate
Paperboy.
That.
You're an idiot. Paperboy.
Rory.
I don't know, Ryan.
You idiot.
That is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade. That's the Shredder fight.
Gosh. Turtles in Time.
Oh, that's the Shredder fight.
Yeah. All right. So now it goes to Mike.
We're just on arcades, right?
No, you can pick something else. We have Genesis and arcade. That's all we have.
Oh, okay. We'll do Genesis. Oh, my God. Is that... is that Days Before Christmas?
You're an idiot.
Fuck.
Anybody have a guess?
Castle of Illusion.
You idiot.
Not Castle of Illusion. All right.
Is it Home Alone?
You're an idiot.
It is Dynamite Heady.
Thank you.
Dynamite
Heady. Dynamite Heady.
All right. All right.
That was my next guess.
Mike loses it. It goes to Eric. Or it goes to Rory.
Mm-hmm. There goes Rory. It goes to Rory. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do another Genesis. I'm sorry, Eric. It's hard to hear you back there with so few points. What were you saying? I really don't know, Ryan.
All right. It was
you idiot.
Go ahead, Mike.
Whoa, don't say
no,
it.
No,
we're going to guess.
I have no idea.
Eric?
Echo the Dolphin.
You're an idiot.
It was Splatterhouse 2. But I would have accepted Splatterhouse. I would have accepted Splatterhouse on that one.
Thank you.
All right, let's toss it back to Eric. We have a few here. Let's just finish off the rest. Rory won this. You guys can't catch up. We only have like four more left. So let's rattle them off real fast. Eric, go ahead.
Okay.
We have two in arcade and two in Genesis.
Genesis.
Here we go. Just for fun. We're X-Men. Got this wrapped up.
X-Men.
Oh.
Any thoughts, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Now that's Echo the Dolphin.
You're an idiot.
Paperboy.
You idiot.
Rory?
I have no idea. Crackdown?
You idiot. What?
No, it's Altered Beast.
Okay.
It goes to Mike. We're gonna wrap. We got two more after this.
That.
We'll just finish these off just to hear them because I spent time doing this. Go ahead, Mike.
That's cool. Genesis.
Genesis. Here we go. Ideas.
Shit. No, but it sounds familiar.
Guys, anything?
Should I know this?
Alien
Rockstar?
Possibly.
You idiot.
Oh, Mike gets it. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
There you go. And then Rory?
Is it Alien Soldier?
You idiot.
It is Gunstar Heroes. And this is the stage when you're playing that board game and you're throwing the die around. Now, and you have to fight like 10 bosses. It's not technically a boss fight. I always considered it a boss fight, but it's actually a stage, but it's almost like a boss fight because you're trapped. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a gauntlet. Yeah.
Gauntlet.
But
yeah.
It's also treasure.
Yes. Yeah, treasure. It has that treasure sound to it. All right, we have two more left. They're both arcades. It's going to go to Rory. Go ahead, Rory.
Arcade it up.
Sounds so badass. I love it.
I actually started like listening to it and not even like paying attention to like really what I should be doing. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Depeche Mode.
You're an idiot.
Anybody else?
You're my personal.
Smash
TV.
You idiot.
Paperboy.
You're an idiot.
No, it's Double Dragon 2. It's the same song as the NES one, but it's really slowed down.
Oh, my God.
It's slowed down.
Dude, you're right.
Dude, it's so badass.
Shit. Wait, play it again.
I love this. This is fun. It sounds like...
Yes. What a trip. That's amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. I love it. All right, last
That's
one.
That's what an outdoor dog hears. Right.
That's right. That's that song when I'm coming back.
People are people.
All right, our last one of the night doesn't count. Here we go. All right, any thoughts there?
You know what? I don't know what that is, but the programmable sounds that they came up with back in the day for drums, that sounds fucking amazing, that track.
Yeah.
It sounds so fucking good.
It is amazing.
I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what it is, though.
I'll tell you the answer. It's Total Carnage.
Earthworm Jim.
No, Total Carnage. Mike said it earlier,
Total
actually.
Total Carnage.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I'd say about 90% of the games that you guys heard, we reviewed on the show. So that was the theme.
I was going to say, how did you pick this stuff?
Well, to be honest with you, it's actually more difficult to find boss songs than you think it is.
Yeah, I bet.
Because what happens is you can find ones that everyone knows too well, and then there's ones that no one will ever fucking get. So you got to find middle ground. So I tried to pick games that I knew you guys played. So like 90% of these games we reviewed on the show.
Right.
So I kind of went right through the show. And I found games that I get boss fights from. I mean, there's a few in there that we never reviewed, you know, but like Star Fox and shit like that and Yoshi's Island. But, you know,
no, we reviewed Star Fox. We discussed Star Fox.
We talked about it.
Well,
like we talked about Comic Zone, but we didn't review it. But it has its own sound.
Right. But that's one of like your games. You play that one a lot,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Yep. But we use those songs on a soundtrack show. So
how many? So I got six. Eric got seven. And Rory got how many?
Rory had
14.
Yeah, he had 14. But at a certain once he won and we started running through a bunch of songs, I stopped counting Rory's. You know what I mean?
Because I'm just wondering. Out of 40 songs, like how many did we all get? Like, was it? Did we know most of?
I would say we probably knew 25.
Yeah, you guys knew at least 25, 27, some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's not yeah, bad. But the underlying theme, I didn't want to tell you guys that most of the songs on here are games we reviewed. Because, you know what I mean? Then you could obviously, you would know what the hell they are. So
you're also going to not know games that you don't like. Like, you may have heard them once. You'd be like, hey, this game's ass. Like, I totally guessed on Mortal Kombat. I don't know Mortal Kombat. Exactly. I only know the beginning. Like, you're selecting characters.
Right. And the games I put on here that nobody really knew, I figured they were kind of recognizable either by the developer. You know what I mean? A certain sound, like a Konami sound or a David Wise sound or... Even like midway.
Well, yeah. What was the one? Yeah, like I don't think I've gotten. Like I said, I played like 20 minutes of Ghouls and Ghosts,
right.
But it had that like organy.
Yeah, organ I'm surprised
sounds,
you got that.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, all right, well, I don't know, Ghouls and Ghosts. You know what I'm saying? Like you kind of figure that shit out.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the hardest one on here. Actually, all right, let's get to Gunman's Proof. That's the title track to Gunman's Proof, put out in 1997 by ASC2. It was for the Super Famicom. It was a Japanese game, never made it to the U.S. It's an action-adventure, kind of like a Link to the Past clone. Rory, you found this game, right? Yeah. You're the one that told us about this.
Yeah, it's like, I would say it's definitely not known to Americans. It definitely uses like the Legend of Zelda engine.
Oh my gosh.
It's like glaring, like it's like blown up in blatant. Your face. It's blatant. It's well done. You can't play this game without the fan translation into English. There's too much text. There's too much direction in the game. So I've never even tried it. I don't know why this game wasn't localized because it's about cowboys, which is something that, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't exist anywhere outside of America and parts of South America, like where like they have like the huge beef, because it's really fun. It does suffer a little bit in the translation. I don't know if it's Japanese humor doesn't go like when you get a fan translated game. There's always the risk that the translation isn't well done, which you wouldn't know because you can't speak the source material and you can't read it. But I don't know if it's like there's an earthboundy type of humor and charm to this game, like the dad yelling at the mom all the time, like "Shut up, woman!"
Shut up,
like,
yeah, a little domestic like violence goes a long way.
The father being a complete like abusive piece of shit. At least at the beginning.
But then you killed one of the bosses and you're allowed back in the house. It's like what the fuck is going on here?
You got a crest, so you're all right. Come on in.
Yeah, I guess it's like Earthbound, you're right. Because of, you're a kid. I didn't find it funny at all, to be honest. I don't know.
Well,
except for the part where you voluntarily allow a space alien detective to possess your body.
Yeah, and then one of them crashes into a horse, which is another weird thing.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of weird, I mean... But even though you might not laugh at the game, you get that they're trying for humor. It's taken not seriously, unlike Zelda, which is so serious that it's almost like you gotta calm down. The thing that's not serious in Zelda though is when you abuse chickens and then somehow they all revolt against you. Like that's hilarious.
Don't
abuse those chickens. But in this game, unlike Zelda with swords, you basically have multiple firearms, which you get trained on by the gunsmith in town. You can get a machine gun, which is very handy, shotgun. You can get a bazooka, which is it's weird because it doesn't follow like Old West like technology limits. So you get a bazooka, you get a flamethrower, and you can get multiple versions of a fist that do different things. So you can have like an iron one to like knock out boulders, like that, the equivalent of the hammer in Zelda. There's one that's like rocket powered. It's definitely neat. Although I usually shoot everything.
Oh yeah.
Did you guys think it was real?
That's my shit.
Oh, the flamethrower? Yeah, I think it was badass. Was that the most powerful gun in the game?
I don't know. I just liked it. It was easy. It was pretty easy to kill people with.
Well, that and the machine gun.
You could swing all around in like 360 degrees and hit them pretty easily with it.
Yeah.
The machine gun was like weirdly powerful because like even when you learn how to use a machine gun, the guy, the gunsmith, who for some reason reminds me of Christopher, who's
Lloyd?
Yes. Lloyd. Right? Oh my God, Rory, you said it. Yes. For some reason, reminds me of Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you learn how to use a machine gun, he kind of says like, all right, well, you're going to shoot a lot of bullets, but it's not going to be that powerful. Yeah. It's pretty fucking powerful.
I think so.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't, it lays it on so quick that it's the burst fire with three shots. So I'm not sure, like maybe each individual bullet, but you can't shoot one bullet in the machine gun. It's usually in three round bursts. So it's kind of like a moot point, but it probably is right. But again, that goes to the translation. The translation, we have no way to know that it's not actually good.
Right. He's actually saying like, this is the best gun in the game. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
It is kind of like stiff in some areas about like what they're talking about. Like, why are the bad guys called the, what is
demigods?
It called?
The demi.
It's just like, wow, you needed to make up a new term. Like a true localization would have made up, we're the bad guy gang. Like they would have made up some name. Like we're the bad
guys. Demi seeds.
Demi seeds.
And it's not really. Well, I mean, again, back to the. It's a 3/4 overhead adventure game with like very light RPG elements. You can actually level up. I believe you can get 12 life pieces if you find them. You can find treasure in the game, although that's only worth money. It's not actually
There's so much money. There's no the treasure just gives you points.
And if you get enough points, I mean, like, you know, when you emulate it, it doesn't matter. But when you get enough points, you're getting extra guys.
Yeah. You can actually, which is a neat feature in this game. They really want you to beat this game because unlike say Zelda, when you die and you start over, you actually fall down dead and then resurrect right there. Right. And everything is the same as before you die. So
they don't let you take health items. Like Zelda lets you take health items like potions and shit. And they wouldn't let you do that in this. So I guess they felt the way to make up for that was to just respawn you there.
I mean, if you exhaust your life, is that what you're talking about? If you exhaust your life, like you have in Zelda, you have one
start
guy.
Start the beginning
and that's
of the dungeon.
Yeah, dude. If you exhaust your life in this game, that's it. It's over. The game's over. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm not over. Sure how you save this game. I know that you can, but I don't know how you sleep
in a bed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I thought the game was pretty generous.
I was using save states. Yes, I agree, Ray.
I mean,
you got three lives. Well, no, you got two. Well, three lives at the beginning, and then you can, you know,
right. But as you go, you collect
more.
You collect these coins, and the coins are each little. They're like little circles, like little life pills, and you collect them as you go. You only start out with like four, but I think by the time the game ends, you have like I don't know, like 20 of them. They're pretty generous. I mean, usually when you need life, they give you life. You know what I mean? When you kill an enemy, usually there's like an apple or some shit like that laying around.
Yeah. It's surprise. I was surprised when you kind of start playing the game and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to play with guns. This should be a breeze. And it's surprisingly difficult because the other motherfuckers have guns.
You have to kind of figure out.
And the hitbox, I feel like the hitbox is a little weird. Like, I feel like you get out of the way, but you still get hit.
Yeah, it's a big hitbox.
So it's strange where you're thinking like, all right, I have a gun. This is going to be easy, but it's not. It's kind of deceiving in that way.
Now, how many dungeons were there? There was a total. Was it six or eight? I forget.
I think it's eight.
The one I got to, the last one I got to was the one where there's like mine. It's a mine, right? There's like mine cards.
The ghost level.
Yeah. The dungeons weren't bad. I don't think they were as hard as Zelda.
No.
Link to the Past at
no,
all.
No.
I was in and out of a dungeon in 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, I only
go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to ask you guys how far in terms of your dungeons, like how far did you get? Because I made it to
six.
Oh wow, really?
My problem was there's three versions of the base gun. I didn't know that. But I was fighting in the fourth and fifth dungeon with the base pistol, which is garbage for damage. So I was fighting that. I thought I had to fight that ghost. And then the Apache guy in a barrel, the Indian in a barrel, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that thing had crazy, crazy magic and shit. I was like, well, how this is, because the rest of the game wasn't too bad. But then I realized, because I had a shitty gun. There's three versions of the base gun. And I got it after that in the sixth dungeon. I got the Magnum, and that changed like everything, or the fifth dungeon, whichever it was. That kind of changed everything.
Right.
Because I was able to take all the enemies, because enemies, even in the overworld, get stronger as you go. And when I grabbed that Magnum, that changed everything.
Yeah.
And then why I had a hard time with the Apache, because I had the base fucking weapon. It sucked.
Yeah. Yep. They have certain enemies like you can't kill, like those skeleton things. It's almost like the bones in Mario. There's, you know, the skeletons in Mario where they just collapse, but they come back to life and stuff like that. I couldn't kill them. I don't know if there's a weapon you can use to kill them.
No, I don't think you can. I don't know if you can. I couldn't. I would just try to drop them and then run around them.
Yeah.
So do the dungeons when you get up to Eric, you said six. You got to six.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get up to six. That. Oh, you did beat the sixth one. Okay, so when you get up to that, are they like, do they get more like puzzly? Is it more difficult?
No.
Really, it's still straightforward? No,
it was pretty, I mean, they tried to make the sixth dungeon like a maze, but it wasn't really that bad. And my gun, I had that Magnum, like I said, so it was pretty easy to kill. I was surprised. The sixth dungeon was way easier than the fifth one, because I had also gotten the red bandana, which either ups your damage or defense. I can't remember. I think defense, because now I'm getting hit and I'm only losing half a bubble of life when I get hit instead of a full one. That bandana. So I got the Magnum and bandana at the same time. And that made the sixth dungeon a breeze. I killed the bosses in no time. It was probably the easiest dungeon in the game. Yeah, because that's OP as shit, that Magnum. Yeah. And then
did you use a walkthrough at all, or were you just kind of playing organically?
I couldn't figure out what to fucking do and what I was missing between the sixth and the seventh, or the fifth and the sixth dungeon. Was it the sixth and seventh? I can't remember. I was missing the uppercut move. Like I couldn't get any further, and I couldn't get to the sixth dungeon because I needed the uppercut move, and I had no idea. I'm like, what the? You have to get up the waterfall. You need the uppercut move.
So I had
to Google that. That was the only thing I Googled. I'm like, what? Because I don't know what the fuck to do with that. And that's kind of like cryptic. So it's
yeah.
I had to find these two ninja guys to teach me the fucking uppercut move. And that's how you get up the waterfall. And then that got me to the sixth dungeon.
It's kind of cool they put some cryptic stuff in there, because I thought the game at first, up until like, I guess after the third dungeon, was pretty easy. It was almost like a dumbed down Link to the Past.
Obviously,
the hardest dungeon I spent the longest time in, I don't know, it was the second one. The second one I spent a lot of time in going back and forth. It felt like the biggest one for some reason. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I got the hang of it after that, and then it got a little easier.
Yeah, I expected it to be more like a Link of the Past. Like, it lacked item use. Like, you weren't using, you might get an item from that guy in the town and only use it once for something. Whereas in Zelda, you kept using the items to get to different places and...
Yeah.
You know, it just lacked that. It lacked puzzles. It was still a good game. I mean, it's not going to match up to Link to the Past, obviously. I mean, we're kind of shitting on it, but I enjoyed it. It was a pretty decent game, but I really miss breaking like pots and shit. Dude, that would have been nice.
I miss like cutting down bushes and shit.
Yeah.
Like every time I walked in the long grass, I was like, fuck, I can't cut this fucking grass down. Damn it.
Yep. I felt the same way.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the things that my finger just wanted to hit the sword button just to hit shit and cut grass down and cut bushes just to find items. And I would actually do it all the time. And I'm like, that's right, I don't have a fucking sword. Like, that would have been cool if they threw some kind of sword in the game or something. I don't know. But it's a Wild West, you know? Yeah.
Did you guys feel like you wanted to play Link to the Past when you were doing this?
Yes. I was just telling Ryan. Yeah, Mike was taking a piss. He missed. I was just telling him how I wish there were like breakable pots and bushes and shit in the game.
Yeah.
I should try to do that because there's like parts, you know, when you go into like a room, there's like barrels and there's even pots.
Right.
And you like go up to them and you're like, you're hitting all the buttons. You're like, nope, I can't pick up anything. Okay.
Sucked. Yeah.
Now, after the first dungeon, they give you a friend. That what is he, a donkey or something?
The horse.
Yeah, I think that's pretty funny,
Yeah. Yeah, if you find a
that
carrot.
That horse is the shit, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's also used to get back to the base, like to back to the town. Like to make your commute home quicker,
Yeah.
When you get the carrot, and then he just lands on you, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I gotta be honest,
at the beginning of when the game starts and you're in that village, you know, or the base, it took me a while to figure out like, how the fuck am I supposed to get out of here? And you're basically supposed to pester that one guy till he's like, all right, go ahead. It took me forever. I was like, what do you want me to do, game? I'm like walking around talking to a bunch of people.
I feel like I talked to the sheriff. It's a very slow start.
Well, no, I thought you talked to the sheriff to let you through to the like the second part of the game.
Maybe that's what it was.
You had to go to your dad a second time, I think. And then
that's what it was.
The second time you go back to him, you convince him. Or he kicks you out of the house. He goes, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, he does.
He tells your mom to shut the fuck up.
He can't come back till you're a man or something. And then you kill the demon and he's like, okay,
you get a demi seed. And then he fucking knocks you the fuck out.
Yeah. He beats the shit out of you. And he tells your mom, shut up. Shut up, woman.
He's like, shut up, woman. He's like, shut up, woman. Who is this guy?
Yeah, he's a cocksucker.
Yeah, the way the game started, I was like, all right. Yeah, it drug on a little bit, and it just didn't seem at first like it was going to have the functions of a Link to the Past, or it wasn't going to be as in-depth. The people didn't have as much to say in the town. They would just kind of go, hi.
No.
And you were like, what?
It was dead. When the game first started, I was like, oh, no. This is not going to be good. And then once you get out of that town and you start like actually, you know, playing the game, it's very good. But the start is really, really slow. Where like, you can't help but think to Link to the Past. When you play Link to the Past, your uncle's like, I got to go beat up some people. And then you're like, I'm going to come with you and sneak out. And then you beat up some people. It's immediate. Where this game, it takes a while. I would say like, if you play this game, hold off, like wait a good 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a good 20 minutes because you can't skip through any of this stuff. Like when those aliens are talking,
and they're
telling you a bunch of shit that, like, I mean, honestly, I don't care. Like that was like I don't know, I didn't really care about that story.
Yeah,
but it was like, it's like, come on, and you can't skip through any of that. But once starts to move, it moves.
Generally, the people in the town are useless. I mean, all you have is the sheriff, where you get your money for killing the boss. And then the gun guy teaches you how to use a different gun. But other than that, all the rest of it's filler. Like, you don't do anything anything. Except for the one time the guy in the bar taught you the charge shot. And that was it.
Yeah.
Which was super useful.
I'm a drifter.
I thought that the church was going to pull, like, a Castlevania 2 kind of thing. Where, like, you would go back to the church and you could, you know, refill your health. But that church serves no purpose at all either.
Nothing.
There's a lot of places that don't mean anything.
There was that one guy who had the restaurant down by the beach.
Yes,
you'd go down there and he would make you food.
That's true.
But I only went down there once in the beginning of the game. After that, I never went back there. And you can eat crabs that were on the beach. I thought they were, I was trying to shoot them. But you can eat.
I did too.
Yeah, I was like, why can't I kill these fuckers? I was running away from them. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then, but that guy in that bar or restaurant, I don't know how many. Did you ever go to him after the beginning of the game? Once I got out of the town, I never went back.
He gives you food. Yeah. Oh. Because he doesn't give you food at the very beginning.
You got to buy it.
Uh-uh. No, it's once you lose your health. I mean, it's to fill you up, you know? And I was like, when I got there, I'm like, oh, right, nice. Now I got items I could take to the dungeon with me to fill my health when I'm getting my ass kicked. But
oh, so he's useless.
No, dude. Well, I mean, only if you're low on life while you're there, yeah.
But you don't really need to go to him, because on your way to him, you're going to pass like 8 crabs that you can eat. And then you're full by the time you get to the restaurant.
That's a lot of crabs.
It's bad location. It's bad location. He's got too many crabs.
It is bad.
He should have been at the front.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
Crab.
Real estate was not his strong suit.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of dungeness around. Yeah. But did you get to the 6th dungeon, Rory? Because there's something interesting there. How far did you get, Rory?
I beat the game, but I used to guide.
Okay, so the original mimic is there, the fucking treasure chest that turns into a fucking enemy.
No shit.
Like, motherfucker, I don't know if this is the first game to do it. It probably isn't. But yeah, you try to open the treasure chest and it turns into a monster to eat you.
He was in the second
motherfucker.
Dungeon.
Oh, was he? I didn't even notice that. I didn't find that.
Yeah, I had one attack me in the second dungeon, yeah.
I thought that was
funny. He's also in the dungeon. So nobody's heard of this game. I only know of it because of the fan. Like I collect fan translations. So nobody's probably heard of this. What would you say? A positive experience? Not worth your time?
Oh yes. It's definitely a positive experience. The weird thing with me was I had a tough time getting motivated to keep coming back to play it. And I don't know why. Maybe because I have no idea why, because it's a very good game. It's absolutely a positive experience. It's very fun.
I think it's a good game. Yeah. I mean, it's not as intense as Link to the Past. If you want to play an action adventure game, kind of like Link to the Past, but you don't want to, you know, invest as much time and you don't want to, you know, be figuring out cryptic shit, this game's for you. You know, it even has a horse.
It will have you wishing you were playing Link to the Past. You just got to put that out of your mind because it's a different game, a different experience. Yeah. You just got to stick
maybe,
with it.
And Eric, maybe that's what it was with me. Like every time like I played it, I was just like, I want to play the other game instead. But it's definitely a good game. It's very good. It's fun.
Yes.
No, I thought it was good. Are we giving this game a rating? Like,
it's a good like snowy day. Like if it's snowing out or if you're in quarantine.
It's
a good game to like fucking like dick around with.
There aren't a lot of games that you could say that you never heard of and you got a great experience from that. I mean, there's lots of games on the pie that you'd be like, wow, that was fun for 5 minutes, or wow, that's a trash fire. This is a game that this is like a true hidden gem. Yeah. I would say it's more than a hidden gem because it wasn't even released over here.
Right.
It's like an unknown gem. Like it's one of those things. Like you don't get too many games that are that this level and have no idea about them. Like usually they're like buzzed about in the community. Like people talk about Terranigma, and I don't like. We don't really like those types of games, but like I know about Terranigma even though it wasn't released in this country. But this game, most people, I think if you told it, I mean, the fact that you don't even know if it's Gunpuru or what's the other one?
Gunpull, something like that.
Gunpull or Gunman's Proof. I mean,
call
weird.
It Gunsman's Proof.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. If I had to give it a rating, it's definitely Link to the Past light. Like I would say that it's a solid 7. It's worth your time. It's got rough edges. It also has some weird, I don't know if Japan doesn't have these problems, but it's got some weird questionable character design. Like there's like minstrel show guys like that walk around and shoot at you like in the first area. Like it's a little bizarre. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Because they look like clowns, but they're not clowns. Like I don't know.
They're
all bugs. Yeah. Like there's a big thing with bugs in this game.
Yeah, like spiders. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The weird
spiders, roaches. I'm not sure. It's weird. Like, why do they work for the aliens?
Rory, right? Rory, did you discover this game like fucking around on the pie, or did you hear about it at some point that made you want to play it?
Well, this is a game that I discovered because I frequent the sites that have the fan translations for Japanese games. And this has just showed up on one of them. And I went, oh, that looks neat. And then I played it for a little bit and I thought, well, I'm coming back to this one. This one, because you first look at it, you think, well, it looks like Earthbound and
or well, it feels to the like past. Earth. Yeah, it feels like Earthbound. Looks like Link to the Past.
And that's how I know about it. But, you know, I mean, you never hear anything about this game. You never hear anybody talk about this game. You never hear anybody review this game. Whoa. So, again, that's what I mean. I think it's even less than a hidden gem. A hidden gem, to me, is a game that's that was released, but maybe it didn't have good press, or it was just under the radar, really.
And it's like, also, even if it was released here in the U.S., I don't even know if we would have heard of it or played it, because it was 1997. And by then, we had Nintendo 64. I had a PlayStation. So even if it was released here, we wouldn't. 1997.
Yeah,
yeah. And most people in this country, God, we already moved on. A lot of people, you know, had PlayStations and Nintendo 64.
You know, I wonder if that's why it didn't come over. Oh, excuse me. I wonder if that's why it didn't come over here.
It's possible.
Because it was so late in the game.
Yeah.
They were like, maybe. Well, fuck it.
Maybe.
You know, it's going to be it's going to be too much to press this thing.
Right.
If it's 97, it's going to be too much to press this thing. It's going to cost too much money to make ads for it and shit like that. That's a shame that it didn't come out. When does anyone know off the top of their head when Link to the Past came out? Is it like 92?
I can Google that real quick.
I mean, that's okay. I was just wondering, like, just because the similarities are huge between the two.
Yeah, I mean, if this would have came out in 92 or 93, well, Link to the Past 91.
Oh, wow.
November 21st, 1991.
Put 1991 in perspective, Eric. What was the number one song in 1991?
It was probably like MC Hammer's Too Legit to Quit.
Fucking
that's what it was.
Billboard Master?
Or
probably, Rye.
Probably was.
The Billboard Master? So,
no, it was 91. Probably like Michael Jackson. It was probably Beat It. It was probably like Beat It, Michael Jackson.
That's way 91. That.
Yes, it was probably Beat It, dude.
Beat It's like 85. I'm going with
Billy Jean is 85.
Oh, wow. You don't want to know.
Are you looking it up, Eric?
Everything I do it for you.
Everything I
losing
do.
My religion.
Okay.
Good Vibrations, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Yeah, look at that.
Marky Mark.
I Want to Sex You Up by Mike.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, I'm just looking at some other songs. Oh, nice. Motown Philly by Boyz II Men.
There you go.
That sounds right.
Taking you back to 1991.
That's a
right
link to the
here,
post.
Right now.
Right here.
I Want to Sex You Up. I Want to Sex You Up is there. Good call, right?
1991, top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Sex You Up.
So you got breaking news?
No, there's no breaking news.
Well, I think it's a solid 7.
Yeah, I'd give it a 7, 7.5.
Yeah, I would give it a 7.
7.5.
I totally agree with that score, 7.
I'd buy that but a good for a 7. Dollar.
That's right.
You guys want to get the hell out of here? It's a late night. Supermoon's almost down.
No, I thought we could talk some more.
We'll talk all night. We'll go all night.
Don't you have like 40 more games to do, Rob?
I can whip up some more. I have some more I just didn't use. We can always get to them if you want to.
Fuck yeah.
Next time. We'll do it next time. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, @EmulateThis, or email us, EmulateThisPodcast@gmail.com, or go to our website, EmulateThis.net. Until next time, boys.